Here's a caller, Dick, who has seen it dissipate into the clouds. The first one, right here. Your name, ma'am?
Bonnie Pontius.
Can hardly hear you, Bonnie.
Pontius.
Go ahead. What can you tell us?
Well, we're on 76th and Lakeside, and the funnel we saw it go down, and then when the Holland gentleman called, it had went up in the sky, and it's like in a black thundercloud.
Okay.
Overhead.
76th and Lakeside is what suburb?
It's east of Old Central and Central Avenue, right by Spring Lake.
Okay. Spring Lake Park.
Right. Right in the boundaries of Spring Lake Park and Fridley.
And you could no longer see it?
No, we've been watching, and it just went up. And when the other gentleman said that he didn't see it, it was just going up then.
Okay. Looking further down the road, down the map here, places like Stillwater and so forth would be in the way. But right now, the big activity is in Anoka and northern Ramsey counties, just north of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area, those northern suburbs. And we don't have any reports of damage yet, except preliminary reports of some flattened homes spotted by some helicopter pilots, and a few airline pilots have seen damage on the ground.
Dick, back in 1965, when the tornado set down, it was in a similar neighborhood in Fridley. And 2 years ago in Moundsview, the tornado set down, too. So the same area is being affected as it was 2 years ago, and then again back in 1965.
Yeah, I wasn't listening, Steve, but thank you.
Well, I was just saying that in 1965, we had that tornado in Fridley.
Yes.
And that area is being affected, and again now, and 2 years ago in 1984, we had the tornado, 50 people injured, one killed in Moundsview. That was 2 years ago. It seems to be the same area again.
Yes, it's kind of a tornado alley because... Well, it's flat up that way. And as you mentioned earlier, people in mobile homes should be very, very careful. I remember people saved their lives in 65 by crawling in the crawl space underneath the mobile homes. If you stay in the mobile home, you're not necessarily safe because mobile homes are just very
easily... Dick, I think we're going to go to the Weather Center and talk to Mike Lynch. Maybe we can get an update on the path of this storm. It appears now to be in eastern, eastern Anoka County and moving into Washington County. Is that right, Mike?
That's correct. Yeah, it seems to be in the Llano Lakes, Blaine area around Lexington as well. Some of the extreme northern suburbs of St. Paul, Moundsview, Northview, North Oaks, and some of the others. We've had no reports for a while now of the of actual tornado touchdown. It appears to be breaking up, but the main thing to remember, and Rich has also emphasized this, we do have a very heavy band of showers and thunderstorms in southeastern Anoka County. That could produce more tornadoes as it moves towards the east-northeast, so you might want to keep a wary eye out if you live in sections of northern Washington County. Hello. And any place of eastern Anoka County. The storm is still quite strong, and it's still moving towards the east.
What communities seem to be the most directly affected by the system right now,
right
Mike?
Now, the system, I would say, actually all the cities, all the areas around eastern Anoka County, Llano Lakes, Centerville, looks like Columbus Township, Linwood Township up in Anoka County, and the storm is also moving into sections of Forest Lake in northern Washington County, New Scandia, and some of the other cities would take it into the southern area of Chisago County, not too far away right now from Center City in the Lindstrom area. This storm, again, apparently still moving towards the east-northeast at about 30 miles an hour or so. It is still quite strong, and it still could produce some more tornadoes. So, again, you want to keep an eye out for possible tornado formation and definitely some strong winds, some large hail, and some heavy rainfall anywhere over eastern Anoka County, northern Washington County, the Forest Lake, Scandia area, and possibly southern Chisago County as well. Excuse me.
Okay, Mike, I think right now we should do this.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture in the center of your house. In your mobile home, go to a designated shelter area. In your car, drive away from the tornado at right angles. If caught outdoors, get into a ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
We should run over some of those communities again, Dick. The storm now affecting communities like North Oaks and Moundsview, Llano Lake, Centerville, and in the Washington County area, Forest Lake and Scandia. And this is a tornado warning, we once again emphasize. So anybody in those areas, northern Washington County, southeastern Anoka County, and even the southern part of Chisago County should take cover immediately. A tornado warning is now in effect.
If you have just joined us, a tornado funnel has been on the ground in the past half hour anywhere from Brooklyn Center through portions of Columbia Heights, Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Mounds View. We do know there is some damage. We don't know how severe. We don't know of any injuries or any fatalities. But as recently as 5 to 7 minutes ago, the funnel was visible. We're waiting for any more people who actually have it in sight. At that time, 5 or 7 minutes ago, people were watching it dissipate and lift back into the sky.
This warning also includes people in the White Bear Lake area, Dick. We should
throw
that in northern Ramsey County, so they're not clear yet either.
On radar, we could see the pulsations of the cell itself. We cannot see a funnel. That's required by visual on-the-ground spotting, and we had several concerned citizens who did a yeoman job of spotting the funnel itself and telling us which direction it was going, when it was touching down, when it was lifting, and so forth.
Dick, I just talked to a listener in Coon Rapids. Have you been mentioning anything about Coon Rapids?
Yes,
okay.
93rd and West River Road.
All right, this one, she said, is bobbing up and down above her house, Old Highway 10, Coon Rapids Boulevard, and about 100th. Is that
that would be about right? But not touching the ground, right?
Not touching the ground, but looking like it wants to.
Okay, it could.
Again, apparently this thing is producing more than one cell, Dick.
I think we have two funnels now.
Yeah.
The first one that didn't, what looked like the damage as it changed colors, was a little bit further to the south and west, but the one at 93rd and West River Road and the one that Denny just spoke of seems to be a second funnel.
Dick?
Yes?
I had a listener call me. He says they're right in the thick of this thing. He wanted to know whether he should keep his windows closed or open in his house. Now, I asked Kurt Beckman. He said things are changing and their attitude towards that. What do you think?
Of course, is to minimize damage. Do you keep it closed or do you keep it open to equalize the pressure?
Yes.
The old thing was that you left it open a crack to equalize the pressure.
Bit, yes.
Now, again, they're looking upon that in a different light now. And
but this gentleman is right in the midst of this thing,
yes,
and he wants some information.
Well,
go to the basement.
Crack. It has
forget
to do with
the windows.
It has to do with a vacuum thing. If the funnel is right over your house, it could equalize the pressure inside the house. But if it's that close, I'd be in the basement.
Right.
Well,
don't
he may have called me from the basement. I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't go back up to mess with the
windows. I don't go back upstairs on a case like this. People in the northern suburbs, Anoka County, Ramsey County, Washington County, even as far as Stillwater, there is severe weather heading that direction, and we do know that there's at least one and perhaps probably two funnels, one of which has touched the ground several times already in the past 45 minutes. This is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 5:30.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture in the center of your house. In your mobile home, go to a designated shelter area. In your car, drive away from the tornado at right angles. If caught outdoors, get into a ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
We have a listener on the air, Todd Christensen. Todd, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Boy, I can hardly hear you. Speak up as best you can. Todd Christensen calling from Coon Rapids.
I can't really hear you now too well at all either.
Okay, tell me what happened to you.
I was driving home from work probably about 10 minutes ago down East River Road going north.
Yes?
On 85th, and the cloud went right over my head. It lifted up my car and threw me off the road, and I collided into a tree, and a van right in front of me, a Northwestern Bell van in front of me, rolled across the road sideways, and it ended up laying in the middle of the road. And at that time, I just kept going through a red light, and I was watching the guys. They seemed to be okay in the van. And then it bounced over East River Road right behind some buildings and just kept going towards Northtown.
How long ago was that, sir?
This was within the last 10 minutes.
And are you okay?
Yes, I am. Little nervous.
How about your car?
My car's okay.
And how about the van?
The van was pretty wiped out. It was all smashed up. It rolled over once.
Just rolled it off the road?
Rolled it right off the road. It lifted mine up off the road and threw me into a tree sideways.
And say again where you were, 85th and...
85th and East River Road in Coon Rapids.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. I'm glad you're okay, and I hope your car's okay.
So do I.
Okay, Todd.
Thanks a lot.
Here's Mike Lynch again. Mike?
Well, this pretty much echoes reports we've had already. Some funnel reports around the Coon Rapids area. Another report of a funnel around the Rosedale Shopping Center area. These showers and thunderstorms, again, moving towards the east-northeast. Want to emphasize that this cell could produce some more tornadoes, or at least one tornado. It's moving towards the east-northeast, affecting northern Washington County, southern Chisago County, and eastern Anoka County. And you just want to take cover if you're in those areas, because this thing could produce more tornadoes.
Mike, might I ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you been watching this thing close enough to note about the pulsing, the situation with regard to the strength of the storm?
That's right. Well, a lot of that has to do on the radar picture with the raising and the lowering of the radar antenna, and that appears to make it pulse. But you're right, these storms do have a tendency to pulse. In fact, in the case of severe thunderstorms, which we have right now, they go in cycles of about 20 minutes to a half hour where they pulse up, and then where they settle down, and then they pulse up again. So just because the storm appears to be settling down at one time, another 15 or 20 minutes later, it could really generate up again and possibly produce some more funnel clouds and possibly tornadoes.
It would also appear, looking at the radar, that the Chisago County is now being more involved than it was a little while ago.
That's why I wanted to mention Center City, Lindstrom area. You want to take cover also if you're in the southern Chisago County area. Now, we want to mention, too, we're watching for tornadoes, but there's also a very good potential here of some very large hail, over 3/4 of an inch, more than golf ball size hail.
And
heavy
lightning.
Rain, certainly, and lightning and heavy rainfall, locally heavy rainfall, and possibly some localized flooding.
Well, the two heavy cells we're watching are just north of the cities, basically Anoka, Ramsey, and towards Chisago County.
That's right.
Washington County. But then I look and I see some smaller but pulsing items a little bit further north, west of or east of St. Cloud, and further north of the cities.
Yeah, right.
We don't know of anything happening up there yet.
No, they've been there pretty much all afternoon. I think the biggest danger up towards the St. Cloud area, that particular area, storms from the Twin Cities north to around St. Cloud, are some locally heavy rains. We've had no reports of any severe weather in that area except for some localized flooding. These rains up in that area especially are moving very slowly, and they sit over an area for a long period of time and can cause a lot of problems with some localized flooding. We don't want to forget the people up there. Yeah.
I've got a caller that called me and said that at this moment in Coon Rapids, at Coon Rapids and Egret Boulevard, pea-sized hail now, and it's windy.
Yeah.
They saw the funnel, but it's passed them by now, or funnels.
Yeah.
But right now it's dark there, windy, pea-sized hail on Coon Rapids and Egret Boulevard.
Now, that appears to be at the tail end of the thunderstorms, but here's the thing you want to remember generically with these things. Tornadoes usually appear on the rear side of these thunderstorms, so just because it looks like things may be clearing off towards your west, it doesn't necessarily mean you're out of the danger, as tornadoes have a tendency to form on the southwest or the rear end of the storm as it moves along towards the east.
Mike?
Yes.
This is Denny. I just received a listener call. A person lives on 89th and about Highway 65 in Blaine that said he saw one pass through.
Yeah.
And he said he's seeing what he thinks is another one dropping down again. Is
very
that
likely, yeah. This cell is still strong. It could still produce some more tornadoes, and you just want to take cover if you're in any portion of eastern Anoka County, Centerville, Lionel Lakes, northern Washington County, the Forest Lake, even the Stillwater area, and southern Chisago County around Center City and Lindstrom. You
and
want to
people,
take cover.
And people in Fridley and Moundsview and Arden Hills and all those communities that may be getting sunny in should be equally on guard.
And probably needless to say, we still have a tornado warning out for northern Ramsey County, sections of eastern Anoka County, and northern Washington County. That's in effect until 5:50.
That's another 20 minutes or 50 minutes from
now. That's correct.
And, of course, that may be extended as the situation demands.
Yes.
Again, Forest Lake, Scandia
Forest
area included.
White Bear Lake's a possibility.
Lionel Lakes and Lindstrom, Center City.
Right.
Hang on, we have
North
a
Oaks.
We have a Ramsey County Commissioner on the line. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yes, who's this?
This is Dwayne McCarty. I'm Ramsey County Commissioner for District 1. I am a resident of Moundsview.
Go ahead.
I live just about a mile or 3/4 of a mile south of the Anoka County Airport on Long Lake Road. And about 10 minutes ago, I did observe a funnel cloud pass over. It was not on the ground, and it was moving to the northeast. I have been in contact with Bill Contors from our Emergency Services Center for Ramsey County, and Bill has informed me that our volunteers are in place, the radios are being manned, and we have men throughout the county who are keeping watch, and they will keep us informed as things develop. The northern part of Moundsview right now, there is a lot of weather activity. I do not see anything at this time in the form of a funnel cloud. We do have lightning, we do have thunder, and some low-hanging clouds that are moving through very slowly. Bill Connor's report to me as of about 2 minutes ago was that there is no damage in northern Ramsey County at this time that we are aware of. We have no injuries in our section of this weather system.
And you spoke to him how recently?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for the report, sir.
If anything comes up, I'll keep you posted.
You betcha. Thank you.
Something we may indicate, Dick, here is that we are concerned about the damage that has been done, and Jan Urok is on her way to the scene, along with Bruce Hagovic, the WCCO radio van. But our main concern right now is saving lives as the storm continues to move through the metropolitan area. And so we'll worry about the damage later. Right now we're worried and we're concerned about where the storm is and where it's going.
All right, we have a gentleman named Mike at the intersection of Highway 65 and 99th in Blaine. Mike, what can you see?
Well, right now it's raining really pretty hard, and it's just starting to hail. There was a funnel cloud, white funnel cloud, that had formed, and now it's dissipated. And now it's just raining awful hard, and there's no breeze.
How long ago did you see the funnel cloud?
About 30 seconds. Now it's dissipated.
Well, all right, but hang on just for a minute. Keep your eyes on that area where you saw the dissipated cloud, because sometimes they are there. They're not visible unless they've got debris in them or something in them. So just keep watching for a while. You have nothing but rain and kind of calmness right at the moment, huh?
Yeah, it's calm. It's raining real hard. There's small hail, and that's it.
99th and Highway 65 in
right.
Blaine.
In east side of 99th and Highway 65.
And that's where you saw the funnel briefly.
Right.
But was it touching the ground or just aloft?
No, it was way up.
Way up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seemed to be moving to the east.
Mike Lynch?
Yes.
Are you listening to this gentleman?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and I have some more reports here. I just talked to the National Weather Service, and they're reporting from their Doppler radar that there could be some more activity developing a little bit west of the main area right now in eastern or extreme eastern or northeastern Hennepin County around the Brooklyn Park Osseo area. There could be a second wave of shower and thunderstorm activity. We're still watching that, but again, most of the activity appears to be in extreme northern Ramsey County, some of the northern suburbs of St. Paul, eastern Anoka County, northern Washington County. It's progressing towards the east, and in the next half hour or so, it'll pretty much move throughout the entire eastern side of Anoka County. It should move through most of Washington County and through most of southern Chisago County, and it won't be too long before it starts moving into sections of Polk County of Wisconsin and northern St. Croix County of Wisconsin as well.
This is highly dangerous because in downtown Minneapolis there's no rain, no clouds. Well, there might be a few clouds, but sunshine has been around. No wind, so very nearby is some severe turbulent weather.
That's right. Another
I can picture somebody sitting on a lake fishing and not believing this is happening
it
if they
is.
Don't have contact with WCCO or some other kind of warning device.
Now, here's another good general tip to remember with these thunderstorms as they pass through. As I mentioned earlier, tornadoes tend to form on the rear end of the storm. Not all the time, but some of the time. And many times they're associated with a large area or with an area of large hail. So if you're in an area of large hail, there's a very good possibility that if there is a tornado around, it could be close by and it could be in your immediate area.
Here's a gentleman. Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're looking at something new developing?
Yes, it just went back up into the sky, but here's I see another one forming. This is a total of three I've seen.
Where are you now?
I'm in Coon Rapids.
Okay. Were you with us a short time ago?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Where in Coon Rapids?
Foley Boulevard and Highway 10.
Foley and Highway 10.
Yes.
And quickly describe what you're looking at.
I'm looking directly south, and I see a funnel coming down. Oh, I don't know. It's about... There's no way I can guess...
But it's...
It's over the river. Hey, look at that. You see that up there? I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
There's multiple ones forming. They're just forming, and then a few of them are dissipating.
Now, you're talking about funnels now, not billowy clouds.
No, funnels.
They're genuine funnels.
Yes.
And none of them are touching the ground yet.
Not yet.
Okay, well, would you just stick with us and keep your eyes on them? Briefly?
I sure will.
Okay.
Reminiscent of what we had in 67 and 65, Dick.
Yeah, and there were multiple funnels in that one, but it was later in the evening. We're talking to a lady at Foley and Highway 10 in Coon Rapids, looking at funnels aloft which are not touching the ground.
People on the backside of the system.
That's right. People in the northern suburbs.
There's some clouds coming down. It hasn't formed yet, but it's coming down rapidly.
You
falling
mean
down.
You're talking about a twister now, a funnel-type cloud.
Yes.
As it comes down, please keep your eyes on it.
Well, this is a good indication, Dick, that the people that are behind what appears to be the main part of the storm, and I'm now talking about people in Blaine and in Coon Rapids and Moundsview and Fridley, should not relax at this point because the system is still with us and it has the capability of producing some very damaging storms to the rear of what appears to be the main storm. So all of those people in those areas, North Oaks, Moundsview, Lino Lakes, as far away as Forest Lake, Scandia, Stillwater, Center City, and Lindstrom. All of these people are in the path of what could be a very dangerous a storm system that apparently has produced already more than one funnel cloud. Many clouds aloft and several on the ground.
You're still looking, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
At Foley and Highway 10. And what's happening right now?
It's starting to dissipate a little bit, but there's
it is still there.
Okay. It is still there.
All right. Stay with us.
Here's a gentleman named Everett. Where are you speaking from?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was watching the onset of that storm and so forth initially from the time it hit out in the, looked like the Brooklyn Park area.
Right.
Now the clouds are coming right over the top of us right now in 169, and they're literally butting up against clear sky to at Minneapolis and circling. I'm watching the clouds literally go in circles right south of me here.
169 and what?
Well, I'm at 109th and 169.
And what suburb is that?
Now, that would be the very northern part of Brooklyn Park,
okay,
almost to Chaplin.
Now, this is the new area we're talking about, not
right,
the stuff that
you,
was earlier.
You know, I'm watching the clouds literally go over the top of me. I look over my shoulder to the west, and it's clear and bright, and I can see what's left over from the cells going east. But right over the top of me, the clouds are heading directly south. It looks like they butt almost up to Minneapolis, and they circle right around and go east.
But you don't see any funnel clouds at the moment.
No, it's changing colors from light to dark, but I've been watching darkness kind of drop out of the lower half of it, but it doesn't seem to form anything. But it's literally making a big circle right over Brooklyn Park, Crystal, North Minneapolis area.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Okay.
Yes, we must emphasize that we have no eyes at this moment, and our listeners and the people that are calling us are our eyes, and while they're not weather experts, they certainly can give us a location in this. We can better plot this storm's course.
Do we still have the lady at Foley and Highway 10?
Yes.
Yeah, and what are you seeing right now?
They're starting to dissipating, but we've got a lot of wispies coming down. I don't know what they are.
A lot of what? Wispies?
Yeah, dark wisps.
Okay.
Clouds coming down, so.
But the funnel clouds you were watching earlier, are they no longer visible?
No, they aren't.
First good news we've had this afternoon.
Really?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Dick, we still have a tornado warning in effect. We're going to go to Mike Lynch back at the WCCO Weather Center. Mike?
Now, as we've been saying, the activity now appears to be moving into southern Chisago, northern Washington County. It's still in northern Ramsey County and eastern Anoka County. But I want to emphasize there appears to be a pretty strong band of showers and thunderstorms forming from eastern Anoka County all the way back to extreme northeastern sections of Hennepin County around the Brooklyn Park, Osceola, and Brooklyn Center area. This appears to be strengthening, and as it moves towards the east-northeast, there still could be some severe weather problems in sections of the northeastern part of Hennepin County. Again, the Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, and Osseo area, possibly the Fridley-Coon Rapids area, and then on into sections of southeastern Anoka County, where most of the activity appears to be right now, along with northern Ramsey and northern Washington counties.
It appears the system is spreading out quite
that's right,
quite over a wide area, yeah, but still remains fairly strong over the entire front of the system.
That's right. It's still in the process of generating and degenerating, and we're just going to have to watch it here over the next couple of hours and see how it continues to move towards the northeast. Now, one thing that I'm concerned with, too, we're watching for the tornadoes, but this area of rain is moving fairly slowly, and so we could have some problems with some locally heavy rainfalls and possibly some urbanized or urban flooding here and there.
Low-lying areas,
right,
intersections.
Low-lying areas, yeah. Because
what
the
bothers me,
area.
Mike, is that it doesn't seem to be moving fast.
That's
it's
right,
just
exactly.
Developing
it's
developing and staying
moving
in the same area.
And that's causing the locally heavy rains.
Yeah, usually, you know, you get 30, 40 mile an hour movement on these things.
And that's what's unusual about them.
And it came out of nowhere, right?
That's right. It formed practically right over the top of northern Hennepin County and southern Anoka County, and it just blossomed. And we got our first reports of tornado touchdowns around 4:50 in the Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center area.
Yeah, it certainly didn't give us any warning.
No.
About the time we got the first report of a touchdown is when the first time we could see it on radar.
That's right, exactly. And we definitely did see a hook echo on the radar picture, and we're still looking for more of them.
Let's do a little speculating here, Mike. We're now 4 minutes away from the time that this tornado warning is supposed to expire. I rather doubt it will.
I don't think it will either. I think probably what will happen is I would imagine that possibly even northern Ramsey County, but for sure southeastern Anoka County, northern Washington County, and possibly even southern Chisago County would be put in at least a severe thunderstorm warning or tornado warning. We're still looking at severe weather in that area. It's moving towards the northeast, and it looks like in the next half hour to 45 minutes,